This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Just when you think you've got life figured out, you're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Chrissy from Fairport sent us a very jarring message for Parental Confidential. And if you guys can take a couple of minutes this morning to chime in, it would be so appreciated. The title of her email says, "My 11-year-old daughter dresses beyond her age.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know what to make of it. Good morning, PXY crew. I love the morning show, and I was discussing this situation with my sister the other day, and she gave me the idea to write in for your parental segment, okay, just so I can hear what other listeners might make of my 11-year-old daughter's situation. No, she isn't dressing inappropriately or revealing. That is not the case. She dresses like a 30-year-old overworked office worker.
Oh, my God.
She
She's like selling Kirby store to door.
She raids my closet and literally looks like she works HR at Paychex. Black cashmere turtleneck, J. Crew blazer, power suit, flared wool trousers. There's no more hoodies or t-shirts or sports gear, but just full-blown professional dresses and office attire. Just browse the online section of J. Crew Women or Banana Republic to get the idea. Not even dressy or formal wear, like dresses. Just business professional attire. And she even goes as far as monotone colors like browns or tans with texture layering. It was a sudden shift, and it's all very bizarre and alarming. Does anyone know if this is a thing now? I don't know what to make of it. I know some other kids in her class make fun of her, and she doesn't seem to be fazed by it, but I would love some insight from anyone on what might be happening here. Thank you. I don't know.
Thank you so much.
I have no idea. Is she comfortable in all that at 11? Clearly.
That's the trousers, the blouse.
I can't. The black turtleneck?
That's so itchy. Oh,
I don't know.
I mean, some kids are just old souls.
She's an old soul, for sure.
Some kids are just old souls.
I'm assuming by the time you hit 11, you're trying to find your style, right?
Right.
You're trying to stand out from the crowd. Not everybody wants what everybody else has. And it sounds like that's the situation here where she's trying to develop her own identity.
I said it once, I'll say it again. I feel like so many kids these days are skipping that awkward phase.
Yeah.
They're no longer like going through the weird braces, acne, weird hairstyle. And
do kids get acne today? It's like you don't even see it.
I don't even know. They're all using skin cream that's costs more than my rent. So I don't know. But it's wild.
There's not a single person right now that can tell me that they can relate because their kid does this. Nobody does this. I've never heard of it. I've never seen it. I've never seen an 11-year-old girl walk in that looks like she runs HR at Paychex. This is all really crazy. 585-252-9800. To answer Chrissy from Fairport's question, does anybody know what to make of this? I don't know. Why is her daughter all of a sudden dressing like this? Maddie says, you cannot interfere. This is a canon picture event. This is a rite of passage. This is her blue eyeshadow up to her eyebrows for a year straight era. The evidence that she will cringe at in 6 years must be made. Your only job here is to document and pretend to be just slightly indifferent about the whole thing.
Right.
It's just a phase.
Well, okay, here's what I'm thinking. I think she is probably on some side of TikTok or Instagram where she's being influenced to dress this way. I don't know if she's on corporate TikTok. I don't know what the vibe is. But she is being influenced to dress this way from someone, yeah, somewhere, somehow, some way.
I don't know who. All right, let's go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. Go ahead.
So when I was younger, I actually used to dress really dressy for school.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I would wear high heels, the skirt, like, just super.
Like, what honestly, age?
Like, end of middle school, early high school.
Okay.
So, like, 14-ish, maybe? 13, 14?
Yeah, you're close to 11, sure.
Yeah. So, I just did it because that's, you know, I loved getting ready, and it made me feel less insecure. So, number one, it might make her feel less insecure getting up and getting ready.
Fair enough.
But number two, it sounds like she has a fantastic mother because her mom is worried, but she is literally going through her mother's closet because that's who she sees every day, and she looks up to her.
That is true.
She's dressing like her mother because if she has a confident mom who gets up and dresses this way every day, she's completely copying her mom.
Yeah, that could be it too. I think one of the things that Chrissy, like she said in her email, it was a sudden shift.
Yeah.
She went from t-shirts and sweats to all of a sudden cashmere black turtlenecks.
Right.
Yeah. So I mean, my daughter's only 2.5 and she always wants to dress like me, and it is the sweetest compliment. So I think she should, you know, be proud of her daughter.
Sure.
And if this is what her daughter wants to wear, if it makes her feel, you know, confident in herself.
Sure.
She's got a strong female role model in her life, and that's something to really be proud of.
Yeah. Well said. Let me ask you something while I get you on the phone, Stephanie. You started this when you were like 13, 14 dressing this way. And how long did that phase last?
It stopped after high school.
But all through high school, that was your identity.
You know, it kind of stopped, I would say, like, junior, senior year, but that's because I really got into, like, you know, I love dressing up for holidays and stuff. Like,
sure, got it.
It was very just finding my own personality
and
being goofy.
Did you win best dressed in high school?
I won school spirit.
All right.
Oh, all right.
I didn't even know that I didn't even know that I was, like, up for it, so...
Yeah.
When the yearbook came out, I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, that's how my awards are, too.
Little J. Crew model. Thanks for calling in, Stephanie. Have the best holiday.
Yep. Thanks, you too.
All right, let me go over to Gina real quick. And Gina says, I feel like she's definitely an old soul trapped in a young person's body. Some kids want to be sophisticated and mature for their age. And I think it's a frequent feeling among girls, especially. On the flip side, this makes girls susceptible to grooming. When you have an old figure validating their ideas and taking them seriously and not treating them like a kid, I say let her be and keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. Tell this mom she has absolutely nothing to worry about. My daughter's 9 going on 30. It is very into fashion and clothes. She only wants to wear what everyone else is not wearing. It's normal for them to try and find their own style at that age.
Interesting.
Olga says, I'm dying. I thought this entire segment was about an 11-year-old girl dressing too risque. Not a mom being taken back that her daughter dressed like a conservative receptionist.
No, Olga, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you.
We really appreciate it. Chrissy, you have nothing to worry about. And like Stephanie just said, calling in, she made a good point. She looks up to you. And she's got a really great role model. And so she wants to be just like mom. And... can't think of anything wrong with that. So keep on keeping on.
Get after it.
I do have a couple of modeling agents in my contact list if you're interested. Maybe you want to get her an agent for modeling.
She just starts doing like sexual harassment videos in her blouses and her jumpers. She'll fit right in the corporate life for sure.
Oh, 100%. Thanks, guys, for all
Johnny,
the messages.
That's inappropriate. I mean, we see it time and time again. Actually, no. Your friends from LA are doing those videos. Who am I kidding?
I know. Odyssey here made us do a sexual harassment training video. And the girl I played opposite in my last feature film was the lead in this sexual harassment video.
She's doing big things.
I texted Breezy. I go, from Netflix to Odyssey training videos. We absolutely love that. Thanks for all the messages this morning, guys. Appreciate it. Chrissy, good luck. Happy holidays.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Breeze. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office is searching for the driver of a white pickup truck that caused a chain reaction crash on I-490 and then peaced out. Like, see ya. Two people were seriously injured in the hit-and-run crash. This poor car, I mean, absolutely demolished. If you haven't seen the photos, the back seat looks like it's in the front of the car.
This was this yesterday this took place?
Yeah.
And then also, the Porsche drove in.
Oh, you guys see that too?
Another car.
What happened with that?
I don't know. It's too
How did a Porsche get under it? The Porsche had crashed into three parked cars, ended up wedged under a parked SUV. But anyways, let me get back to this really quick. There is not another county in upstate that has more deadly hit and runs than Monroe County. Between 2018 and 2022, we're talking about 28 deadly hit and run crashes right here in Monroe County, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The victim in this case, Mackenzie Ferris, heading home westbound on I-490, she encountered a car on fire on the side of the highway. The car in front of her hit the brakes, and she did the same. However, the truck behind her didn't stop, plowed into her doing about 50 miles an hour.
Jeez.
And then was like, see ya. They obviously know.
How did that person drive away with their car demolished in the front?
It depends. I mean, sometimes these pickups can handle that kind of impact.
Right, that is true.
They obviously know they caused this. She says, I would hope they would come forward and make it right. Ferris says it was a white pickup truck that hit her and caused the chain reaction. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office says there have been 580 accidents this year where at least one driver left the scene. I've been in two hit and runs. Neither of them my fault, thank God. But both people, see ya, they just Bye. Left. I couldn't believe it. If you have information about this hit and run, make sure to contact the sheriff's office. The police are saying, keep your eyes and ears open. We're looking for a white pickup truck. We're probably going to need some more info than that, but okay.
Thank you so much.
We're on standby. Coming up on the show, the stocking switch.
The stocking switch. I'm panicking. I touched on it briefly yesterday during there. I said it. I got a call from my mom the other day, and she was like, hey, I just wanted to inform you that the sun is set on me, you know, stocking your stuffing. You're mm-hmm. stuffing your stocking, excuse me. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, if your girlfriend's coming over, she can do it.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what? Oh, I was devastated.
Your mother is passing the baton.
And I don't know why I was so emotional about it, but I definitely...
You hate change.
Definitely am and was.
I think really what this comes down to, and we're going to talk about this coming up next, is... traditions dying.
Yes. Once. Especially around the holiday time of traditions and holiday traditions. This is a monumental moment. Well, I turned 30 and then my mom never stuffs my stocking ever again.
The last time my mother stuffed my stocking, this sounds so weird.
This is really bad.
Was 5 years ago when I was 35 and I was broken up about it.
Well, you got five more years than I did.
We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
PXY is free and always will be.
Does your mom still stuff your stocking? Santa?
Why does this sound sexual?
Speaks by Mornings, Moose Breezy. Some of your stockings are officially shriveled. Some of you have a bone to pick with Santa. My stocking was always full of treats for 35 years, and then one day it came to a screeching halt. It was devastating. I never said anything, but... I don't know. I would go as far as to say it's what contributed to me leaving home for 12 years.
The depression.
It was really, yeah, I spiraled.
Yeah.
And now your mom is officially passing the baton.
It's so crazy. So I had this conversation with my mom. And I mean, listen, I don't know if you're like me, but I don't like change. I hate change. It's not my thing. Not for me, would rather pass it up. And I'm on the phone with her and we're like kind of discussing Christmas. And she goes, hey, just so you know, like, since your girlfriend's coming this year to Christmas, like,
yeah,
I'm not doing your stocking.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are going to do each other's stockings.
Yeah, there you go.
And I was like, what?
Yeah. She's done.
Sure. I'm like, what?
What do you mean?
It's like, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, like, you're an adult now. Like, you have a significant other. Like, that's what they do.
You tell me what was in your stocking, and I'll tell you what was in mine.
So, my mom, like, always... Here's why I'm, like, worried about it. Because my mom, like, always put, like, actual gifts in my stocking.
Right, so...
It wasn't just, like, tchotchke stuff. Like, obviously, there's candy. There's always, like, a deodorant or two.
All that stuff. Do right. you guys still get a stocking? And if so, who's doing it? Is it your mom still? Is it your significant other? Who's in charge of the stocking once you...
I'm just devastated. Get married. I'm just devastated.
Or you're with somebody. I don't know how this works, but my mom 5 years ago cut me off.
She cut you off?
No, I came home for the holidays. No stocking in the morning. I'm like, where is it? Did she hide it? Is it in a different place?
Like when you hide the, like when parents hide the Easter basket.
Yeah. No. Yeah, she just didn't do it.
She was like, no, I'm good. What did you say to her? You didn't. It was never spoken of. Or
I didn't say a word. I shut my mouth and I went and made a mimosa.
So now it's like, I don't know. I think what I hate about it is like, I'm just doing my own stocking essentially. I mean, like I'm doing my girlfriend's, but like.
But isn't that what.
It's just, I don't know.
Isn't that what parents have been doing
so
for
I said
years?
To her, I said, I don't have stocking. She goes, I have them for you. They're all ready to go.
Who
ready,
said this?
Ready to be stuffed. My mom.
Oh, so she went out and got them.
She has everything.
Betsy, that's
but
nice.
But she's not stuffing them.
So you had this conversation with her, and you were legitimately butthurt.
I was. I was upset.
Because you're getting...
I was like, well, now I have to tell my girlfriend.
You're 30.
It's too much.
I think the great part about this, too, is your girlfriend does not have to contribute.
No, she doesn't.
You would be very upset if you woke up and there was nothing in your stocking when you left that responsibility up to her?
Yeah.
Woo!
585-252-9800. Am I being an... absolute brat.
Yeah, you're 30.
But like, okay, I feel like we sit here a lot and we're like, the Christmas magic, the Christmas spirit, and you guys always get on me of like, you're so negative, like you need to take in the Christmas spirit, and here I am trying to do it.
You can still do it. It just doesn't need to be left up to your mom. I know that's what you're used to.
No, because like, my mom will argue... She's like, the only reason Christmas is a thing is because of me, because I make Christmas happen. I make Christmas magic, which is true. And I think like that's the role you take on when you become a mother. That's not my problem.
Jess says, I'm 41. I still get a stocking for my parents. Ha ha ha. Now, if your dad were to be the one that stuffed your stocking.
Stop. I would just rather not have one. Respectfully, of course.
Respectfully,
of course.
Hey, Todd, can you call us up, buddy? Where are you? Are you in Florida? If you're listening right now, Todd, I would love to hear from you personally. If you were left in charge of your daughter, Breezy's stocking, what would you put in it?
The same thing he puts in my mouth.
Shampoo.
Razors, scratch-offs, Suave.
I'm telling you. There
his move? His move? 11 a.m. on Christmas Eve morning, maybe even Christmas Eve night,
yeah.
Running to Walgreens.
Yeah, yeah, just that's
filling
my dad.
It with random stuff. I'm like,
my dad, every year he gets pissed because he's aimlessly roaming the malls with his hand in his pocket. He's got no direction, no list, nothing.
No.
Nothing. Sup, Todd? Big Toddy in the house.
How are you?
Good, buddy. So...
Can we just for 1 minute be so for real? You're the worst stocking stuffer in America.
You know, it's just I'm a busy guy. I got a lot of stuff going on. And
you sound like your daughter. I'm so busy. I don't have the time.
But you heard the classic story where I forgot to get things for Bethy's stocking 1 year. And here's all these stockings on the mantle, all stuffed with good stuff. And I'm going, here's Beth just shriveled right up. I go, I got to put something in there. So I started putting CDs from the from our CD collection in there. And she's pulling them out. She goes, I already got this one. I go, oh, yeah. Those are the ones we already have. I just had to put them in there and make it look good, you know?
You panicked.
Yeah.
And you panic every year.
Every year.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
You realize.
He has to panic button every year. They've been married for 35 years.
My favorite stocking stuffer of yours is when you went to Walgreens and you bought the $2 L'Oreal conditioner.
That's every
even though you know your wife doesn't use it, you just panic and throw it in there anyways.
Yeah. He's a big scratch-off guy.
I scratch off, that is one thing I'll put in there, a bunch of, like, maybe $20 worth of scratch-offs. And one year, Bethy, she had some good money on there, so that was good.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with scratch-offs. I give those to everybody in my family.
He gets a win once every decade.
But I will say, Todd, you're a good guy, you're a good dad, but without my mom, without your mom, Breezy, yeah, there really isn't any Christmas at our house. There's not.
Absolutely. I'll concur 100% with that. So,
hey, have a good holiday, man. Hey, when are we going to go to Rockies?
Anytime you want to go, buddy. Anytime you want to go.
Don't
All right, let's go get we'll go get Christmas beer soon.
Okay.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Don't feed the beast.
PXY, Jimbo.
Jimbo Slice.
Can you put me on with Todd?
No, I just hung up on him, man.
Oh,
Jesus. What were you going to say?
Breezy.
What?
If you're not in the stocking, then maybe there's a problem with you.
What do you mean?
Well, come on. First of all, Santa does the stockings.
Right.
Okay, right. Jimbo. Right? What are you trying to say? Santa and I aren't tight?
You're on the naughty list. Oh, right? Come on.
Well, I've been there for quite some time.
Yeah, let's see. You can go ahead, Jim. Let's make it uncomfortable for a second.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's great.
I heard him get on. I'm like, I got to get on there with him because I want to bust his chops.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. Something. And you know what? Like a lot of men during Christmas Eve or Christmas, they panic. They do the best they can. Jim.
No, he's a fabulous man. He is a lot of fun.
And so are you, buddy. Hey, listen, next time we talk, make sure you come into the studio, bring us some free food, okay?
Yes.
Did you get the pizza I sent last month?
No, we didn't.
Oh, no, we missed that one.
maybe next month.
Okay, take care, buddy. I love him.
Me reaching for the delay. All right, well, there's that. So, I mean, I don't know how me being vulnerable and opening up this morning about my stocking turned into my roast, but
everybody,
fine.
We got a couple texts that said, Breezy, grow up.
Whatever. I'll try my best.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. And remember, stuff those stockings.